Good morning. My name is Deborah Goldberg, and I'm going to present the part of our research that focuses on understanding the organization and delivery of family planning services in community health centers. I first want to acknowledge and thank Tishra Beeson for stepping in really at the last minute and doing such a great job with Susan's presentation. Tishra's been a valuable member of our research team for the entire length of the project, which is for 2 years. I also want to acknowledge Julie Lewis, who was our research assistant. She just graduated from our MPH program and is now working in health policy and family planning. And you'll meet Siobhan in a few minutes, who is going to defend her dissertation in women's health, and she's going to tell you a little bit about that later in 2 weeks' time. And then we also have 5 or 6 other team members that could not be here, but experts in health policy and women's health and statisticians and a lot of other team members that really helped pull this project together. So this part of the project, we were really interested in understanding how community health centers organize their care. You know, what does the care model look like? What is the organizational structure for delivering family planning reproductive health services? We wanted to understand how the care coordination worked, both internally within their organization and externally with other organizations. And we wanted to understand more about staffing for family planning reproductive health services. Tishra explained our research methodology, and I just wanted to state that our survey did include questions on referral patterns, on what types of care were being referred out, as well as who was referring patients to community health centers, and then who community health centers were referring their patients to for family plan reproductive health services. Our survey included questions on staffing, staff training, times, scheduling arrangements to help us understand this particular research question. We did extensive case studies. We had 9 sites, 6 were full case studies, and there were 3 additional that were targeted case studies. We did on-site visits and telephone interviews. It was a maximum variation of sites in different locations across the country, as well as different level of family planning reproductive health services. So some of the sites we went to had a large degree of services, and others had fewer services. We did a state policy review to help us understand what was going on in that particular state as far as funding and policies related to family plan and reproductive health. So our major findings on this portion of the study focus on the organizational structure, the models of care, referral networks and referral patterns, staffing, and financing. So one of our most significant findings from this portion of the study was that we saw community health centers, that they organized their care in 2 basic models. One was that family planning reproductive health services were just a normal part of their comprehensive primary care services. And then we also saw other sites that had family planning as a separate service line, separate dedicated clinics, dedicated staff, dedicated times for providing family planning reproductive health services. So just to give you a few examples, we went to one site in Texas. We saw variation in these 2 models as well. One site we went to in Texas had a very comprehensive primary care program in their health center organization, and they incorporated family planning as part of that. They advertised that family planning was just embedded. It was an essential part of comprehensive primary care. And even though they did have dedicated staff to deliver those services, they told their funding organizations and other partners that family planning was an essential part of primary care, and that's why they needed to support and have extra, have funding, specific funding for those services. Again, this is in Texas, where it's a little bit more conservative for family planning type policies. We also went to other sites where the family planning services were provided out of family medicine clinics or also in OBGYN clinics for patients who have previously been pregnant. And then we went to yet other sites that had the other model where family planning was a separate service line, separate clinic time, separate staff, and it was very separate. And what we found was that funding makes a huge difference for how this, for how the organization and the model of care. We saw that sites that had Title X fundings were more segmented, and partly due to the Title X restrictions that they have dedicated staff and dedicated clinics for providing family planning services. We also found that size makes a huge difference. So we saw that small and medium-sized health centers had fewer OBGYN physicians, had less staff available to do dedicated family planning reproductive health services, and that smaller and medium-sized health centers relied more on referrals to outside organizations. So the next finding has to do with referrals and partnerships. And what we found in doing the site visits was that community health centers are really dedicated to providing primary health care services and integrated care. We saw sites that had very strong referral networks for providing family planning reproductive health services. Some of these relationships were very informal, and some were very formalized partnerships where it's, you know, a written contract that another organization actually provides services for the community health centers. We also went to sites that had an agreement with the local health system that their staff actually came to the community health center to provide care. Referrals are coordinated by case managers, outreach workers, and referral coordinators in community health centers for many services that aren't provided in community health centers. Other services, such as terminations, are most often coordinated by the patient in the community health center, simply gives them a list of organizations that provide that service. But challenges still exist in coordinating care for patients, and this has to do mostly with patients who are uninsured that do not have government or private insurance. This is our survey findings. One of the things that resulted from our survey is that we found that 62% of health centers receive referrals from other organizations, 69% of health centers make referrals to other organizations. This was very interesting to us on why they receive less referrals than what they refer out. And this is one area where we think there's additional research that's needed to understand what's going on here. We don't know whether it's because patients don't really need a referral to come to community health centers for primary care or family planning services. Or maybe it's because these community organizations simply don't know that community health centers provide this extensive list of family planning services. We think additional research is needed here. But 75% of community health centers report some sort of referral relationship, whether that's to other organizations or coming in or both. So we also looked at, we wanted to know where community health centers were receiving referrals from and where they were sending their patients to outside organizations. And what we found was that referrals made by community health centers are often to, most often to private OBGYNs and other private practices, as well as health departments. And referrals received by community health centers are most often from the health department as well as private practices. I'm not sure if you can see the detail in this slide. What we were trying to understand was what contraceptive methods are prescribed and dispensed on site, what methods were prescription only, and what methods were available by referral or other mechanisms outside the organization. So in community health centers, some community health centers have a pharmacy on site, and that's where the dispensing on site comes in for oral contraceptives. So 98% of community health centers reported that they'd prescribe or dispense on site or provide a prescription for oral contraceptives. 50% or more of community health centers prescribe and dispense on-site oral contraceptives, IUDs, injectables, patch and ring, and other barrier methods. And another interesting note about our findings is that 19% of community health centers report that they prescribe and dispense on-site all of the methods that we have listed here. The method most often referred out is implants and followed by IUDs. We also looked at staffing for family planning reproductive health services, and this was just one of our findings. But we see that 22% of health centers have a health counselor that provide family planning counseling, and that most family planning counseling is done by advanced practice clinicians and physicians. Not surprising, the clinical exam is most often done by the advanced practice clinician and the physician. And injectables are given by RNs, advanced practice clinicians, and physicians. Another thing that we wanted to look at was scheduling arrangements for family planning reproductive health care. So this is one of our findings that we thought was important to share with you. Open access scheduling is when the health center reserves a certain amount of appointments for same-day appointments so that patients can call in and get an appointment the same day. So 78% of community health centers report that they have open access scheduling so that patients can get in the same day that they call and are needed. It's slightly higher among Title X recipients. We also looked at challenges and barriers, and it might not be surprising that our finding is that most of the barriers reported by community health centers are financial in nature, and it has to do with finances for certain programs and services, and finances for to recruit staff and trained clinicians to provide family planning services. Another reported barrier was just the availability of family planning services in the community to refer patients out to. And they also reported other barriers such as limited space and time to do family planning services, as well as things like patient transportation issues. And just to summarize, we, from our survey research and our case studies, we see that community health centers use a variety of programs and types of methods to deliver family planning and reproductive health care. We see that some are incorporating family planning as part of their comprehensive set of primary care services, and other community health centers have segmented family planning into a separate service line with separate staff and separate times for that care. We see that the most common barriers are financial in nature, which goes along with our finding that funding has a lot to do with how community health centers organize and deliver their care. So what we see, the Title X funding is associated with more staffing and to provide those services and more services that are family planning and reproductive health services. We also saw a lot of best practices through our case studies that some community health centers are doing that may help other community health centers, such as very strong partnerships with other health center organizations and strong mechanisms to get, additional funding to support these services, including the partnerships. So thank you. I'm going to pass it on to Siobhan, who's going to talk about her research and our team.
Thank you.